Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again for the second time around. And, of course, this will be an interesting show. If you're just tired of not attracting the right man, well, this is a show just for you ladies. And, man, if you're tired of hearing all the complaining from women, then this might be the right show just for you, too. So stay tuned.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. Times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
and we are back on the air. That was Miley Cyrus, Adore You. And I hope that you are adoring yourself, ladies. And on the line, I have Georgia Woodbine today. And Georgia Woodbine, it's a pleasure to have you today. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you are here, because I think this is a strong message for all the women out there today.
Yes, it's such a, you know, I think everybody out there is looking for the right relationship, single people especially. They, you know, they're trying to figure it out. And
yes.
I'm happy I was able to put a book together like this.
Thank you. And in case you're wondering what book we're talking about how to attract the right man into your life. No more selling. It's finally here, the book every woman across the nation has been waiting for, How to Attract the Right Man to Your Life. No more selling. In this book, Georgia Woodbine delivers a refreshing approach to attracting the right man. Her revolutionary methods cover many areas, such as getting what you want from the man in your life, gaining a deeper understanding of men and how they think, and preparing yourself for a loving and a healthy romance. And she also shares powerful secrets to transform your life and manifest your desires. If you're tired of asking yourself these questions, when will I find Mr. Right? Why do I keep attracting the wrong man? Where are all the good men? And why am I still single? Then this is the perfect book for you. This is the perfect show for you. And also, if you're probably addicted to the male status, because, George, I do have a friend who, she's very addictive to the stripper-type looking man.
Right.
Yeah, I will call them. They are strip-type looking man. They have the... She's so small. They have the tight abs. And I mean, don't get me wrong, they do look good. But, and she said she became spoiled when she met her first guy off this website. And that's when she said, yes, that's what she wants. So every man that she sees has to be like that. And I told her I was going to end up getting a show just for her. So I want to ask, can that be harmful or helpful for you if you want just a man like that?
Well, I always, especially I talk about this in the book, women have to get rid of the words my type. Because what happens is when you start to say that's not my type or that's not my type of guy because he doesn't look a certain way or he doesn't drive a certain type of car, or he doesn't live in a certain area, or he doesn't, you know, you eliminate a lot of the right men approaching you because you've already said to yourself, because of this, this is, you know, I'm not going to allow this type of man to approach me. And what ends up happening is we end up attracting all the wrong men for the wrong reasons. And, you know, to just be attracted to a man physically, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to treat you right. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to value your relationship. So, you know, when we go through relationships and we're constantly fighting these same battles of this man's cheating on me, this man's doing this. If you're going after those type of men, especially those stripper type of men, then that's what you're going to get in your relationship. And you can't be mad at the guy because you know what you're getting into before you get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know, because sometimes we do. We get caught up in just the little pickiness. Oh, they got to look this way. They have to look that way. And then you just totally forget other areas that need to be looked at. And like you said, you get let down so easily. And
mm-hmm.
I said, I really feel sorry for a regular guy because he will not fit in her category at all.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying women shouldn't have standards. We should always have standards. And, of course, we all know that attraction plays a big role in whether you want to spend time with someone. So, I mean, I'm not saying to not be attracted, but I'm saying give a guy a chance. And, you know, to be friends first with the guy instead of just a physical attraction, because sex is not always going to last.
Exactly. And that goes away. And it goes away so quickly. I mean, because he has to get older. Unless you want to die young, he will get older, and some of that stuff going to start fading away. So when that fades away, then what do you do then?
It has to be more than that. It has to be more than a physical attraction.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Georgia, can you give us a little bit about yourself? Because that's what I want people to know who Georgia Woodbine really is, because I know you're interested in the book, but we got to find out who she is first.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Of course, my name is Georgia Woodbine. I'm a life coach and a motivational speaker. I started out working in the entertainment business. I was so intrigued with that. And, you know, I actually found out what my passion is, which is inspiring other people. And I was doing that while I was in the music business. And I always tell people, if you can find your passion and you can find out what that is and you know, learn to love what you do and do what you love, then you'll never have to chase anything in life. And that's kind of like what happened to me. I found a passion, and I started to write. I started to speak. And it's so funny because I always had a fear of speaking in public, and who would have known that that would have been my gift? So, you know, I always tell people, you know, you have to overcome your fears, because when you overcome your fears, you never know what's on the other side waiting for you. So, you know, just be open to change and open to meeting new people and be open to new things and not limit yourself based on what you think you should have or should see at a certain stage in your life, but just be open to, you know, the divine and you know, allow God to work in your life so that you can live your most fulfilled life.
That's so true. And some people have been so hurt, though, Georgia. They don't know how to let that suppression go. They take it out on others. So what advice would you have for them?
Well, the key to moving forward in anything, whether in your career or your relationship, on your job, is to let go. Because when you carry old baggage to new environments or to new places in your life, it's going to pull you down. I always use the analogy of, like, you know, when you're going on a plane, you're trying to get into this plane and travel to this other place and see this other world. But if you have all this luggage and all these things pulling you down, the plane is not going to go anywhere. So we have to let go of old baggage and old pain. You know, pain is allows people to not move forward. And when you hold on to that stuff, it's hard for you to move forward. So even if you've been let down on, you know, in your career or your passion or your being an entrepreneur and something didn't work out, you have to let it go. And you just have to learn how to become innovative and think of other ways that you can use your gifts and your talents and your skills.
Oh, yeah, because that stuff can hurt you in the long run, piling that old stuff up and keeping it on your chest and never giving that
opportunity.
That's not healthy whatsoever. So what is it that they will find in your book that they probably can't find in other books? Because, you know, Steve Harvey had his book out, Ain't Like a Man, Act Like a Woman.
Right. It's funny you ask me that question, because people ask me that all the time in interviews. And I say, you know, my book is written from a woman's perspective, of course, because I'm a female. And, you know, no pun intended, I love Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? I follow Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I'm a woman, I want to hear from another woman telling me what I should be looking for, or, you know, if I'm a female's perspective, because men have their perspective. And to say to think like a man and act like a lady, I think – you know, men and women want the same things. And I don't think you have to – I think you need to understand how a man thinks and learn how to deal with different types of men. So, you know, there's just a lot of, you know, different perspectives. And, you know, I feel like when I did this book, I said I want a man's perspective and a woman's perspective. So I interviewed men and women, and I got to hear from the men what they're looking for in women. I got to hear from the women what they're looking for in the men. So it's a well-rounded, put-together book, because it's not just from the women's perspective or just from the man's perspective. It's from both. And I think that's what separates my book from a lot of other books. And, you know, a lot of these books say, okay, do the 30-day rule or the 60-day rule. I'm not talking about rules in this book. I'm just talking about learning who you are as an individual, finding yourself, learning to love who you are, and be comfortable in your own skin. Because if you don't know what you want, you're not going to attract it. You're going to keep getting all the wrong men if you don't know what you're doing wrong. So it really starts with the person within and saying to themselves, what do I need to change within myself so that I can now expose myself to a different type of man or a different environment or different things? It starts with the person. So you know, I don't sugarcoat anything in the book. I tell it like it is. I share my own personal experiences. And I'm like, you need to work on you. You know, you keep saying that man is a dog, that man's a cheat, that man's this, that man's that. But it's not just the man. You know, I say in any relationship, it takes the man and the woman to make it work or to make it fall apart. So it's never a one-sided thing.
Exactly. It made me think about the brothers with Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore, and when he was in the part of the movie when he was saying, you know, we come to this basketball court all the time and we talk about the ladies and everything, and maybe it's not us. Maybe it's not them. It's us.
Right.
That is the point. Some people fail to realize that they think they're so perfect and that the other person is just all so wrong. They don't want to look at themselves like, oh, maybe I'm causing the problem. And that's really an issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always say it's always easier for people to look at other people and watch reality TV and be judgmental to others. But I think the hardest thing for most people to do, and I'm not saying everybody because I know some people are at that place where they know who they are, but the hardest thing for people to do is to self-reflect. And they will do anything not to self-reflect. You know, they'll go in the house, they'll turn on the TV, they'll turn on the radio, they'll do something so they won't spend time with themselves. And people have to really learn to be comfortable with spending time with themselves.
Yeah, they do. Georgia, are there any favorite parts in the book that you really enjoyed writing?
Oh, I would say the entire book. But if I had to pick out some of the, I think the points that people always question me about is learning how to recognize the red flags. You know, I believe that there's red flags always there when you meet somebody. You know, I think that you can have a conversation over the phone with someone and kind of dissect what type of person this is, what their character is. You know, when women are meeting these guys, you need to ask yourself, how is this man treating his mother? How is he treating his daughter, his son, his family? Because those things are important. You can't overlook it and say, okay, well, he doesn't even talk to his own mother, or he doesn't have a relationship with his kids. I mean, is this the kind of man you want to build a relationship with? Women need to start digging deeper and start looking into that man's character and not just looking, like we talked about earlier, about the physical part, because how this man treats the people closest to him is how he's going to treat you.
Yeah, and that my mother always taught me that too. If he's not going to treat his mother right, then obviously he's not going to do you right.
So, you know, those are so important.
What are some of the red flags women should look for?
Well, some of the red flags are, you know, if you meet a guy and you've been talking to this guy, he, you know, claims to be so interested in you. If a man is just texting you and not picking up the phone to call you, that's a red flag.
Okay.
Because
you already know. Calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about, hey, yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. That's another red flag. Exactly. You know, if a man... if he's not willing to court you, I mean, if it's only comfortable for him to come to your house, he doesn't want to go out and do anything. And it's not just all about guys spending money. So I don't want guys to think that that's the message I'm preaching. But it's about a man courting a woman. And I believe, I'm very old-fashioned. I believe men should put in the time and energy to court a woman. You know, you shouldn't have to text me like, come to my house at 3 in the morning because you want a booty call. So women need to stop putting themselves in that position and say, you know what, I'm not coming to your house. What else is there for to do? Let's do something outside. Let's do something outdoors. Let's do other things and just want to meet at his house. So that's a red flag. Another red flag is if a guy doesn't want to invite you to his, if a guy claims he lives alone and he doesn't want to invite you back to his place or he doesn't want to invite you to his home, that's a red flag. He could be with another woman. Because if he doesn't want you to know where he lives, obviously he's hiding something. So that's another red flag.
And I would definitely say a wife too. And you know, if he got a wife, he definitely does not want his wife friends to see him with you. So.
Exactly. You know, you can tell. Like, you know, if a guy's in another relationship, you know, because certain places he just doesn't want to go, certain places in public he doesn't want to be. If he doesn't want to, if the guy's, like, telling you he wants to take you out, but he's, like, going in, like, a distant, meaning, like, he wants to take you somewhere that's not close to where you guys live or that's not a local place, obviously he doesn't want to be seen. So these are all red flags that women should take heed to and pay attention to, because they're there. And also another red flag I talk about is a man that's very controlling and demanding. You know, I believe that you can see that early in a relationship, men that can be abusive or could be violent or just overall controlling or mentally abusive, emotionally abusive. You can tell because they have that part of them, and after you talk to them for a while, it's going to come out. You know, I say people can show up with their representative and what they think you want them to believe about themselves, but the truth always comes out eventually.
Yeah. Now, one of my friends ended up putting, he said, or maybe he thinks you're just loony if he doesn't want to take you off. Well, that could be another reason. That's why Georgia said, make sure you check yourself, ladies, because that could be an issue. And I'm sorry to bring this up, but another big issue for me is I have seen some gorgeous, gorgeous women, and they look like the top dollar, and then when you start talking to them, Georgia, you could just smell the breath off of you, and then they wonder why they don't have a man. And I don't say nothing to them. I just pause.
Well,
I can do good. I just pause because I'm like, but you don't see the problem though,
right?
And I just wonder why could you all be able to smell that? I mean, of course I wouldn't talk to you if I got to smell your breath before it hit, before you even say anything. That's the issue.
Well, yeah, hygiene is very important. So that's important.
Yeah,
that's
very
important.
And I usually end up with a couple of friends like that, and they'd be like, "Well, the guy never called me back." Well,
mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm wrong for not telling them, but I'd be like, "Yeah, I know why. Why he did it?"
Well,
and
you know, what were you gonna say?
Some men to me are desperate. Some would do anything that they have to just to get their sexual thrill on, and then that's it. Because when I look at them, I'm like, well, first of all, you got to take care of your hygiene all the way from your breath to your body odor. You can't just go out there and then you wonder why he didn't call you back. He was just desperate that night, but he's done.
Well, I think that's, of course, like we said before, the hygiene is important. You got to take care of yourself. You got to be physically, you know, you want to take care of yourself. And not just to meet a man, but for yourself. Because when you take care of yourself, you take care of your hygiene, you feel better about yourself. And you don't have to try to track down a man. Men are like predators. They're going to always be there. They're always hunting. They're always on the chase. They're always on the hunt. The men are going to be there. They're always going to be looking for the women, and they're always going to be trying to find them. So as a woman, you need to know your power, because we're very powerful creatures, and I think some women forget the power that they have, and they just give it away to the guy, you know?
Exactly.
And you can't do that.
Women forget that. We have the most power. Well, some of them say we have the most powerful tool, and that powerful tool sometimes can be, but it could be down below, between your legs, ladies, and that's something that you don't have to give up.
You don't have
to give up the cookies. Don't give them up quickly.
Oh, it's funny you said cookies, because I have a chapter called Lid the Cookie Jar.
Oh, yeah. They do want them cookies. They love them cookies.
That's funny you brought that up. Yeah, Lid the Cookie Jar. You know, I talk about women need to not give it up so quick and let the man earn their love, respect, and their trust. Don't just give yourself away to a guy like that. And I think a lot of people don't realize that when you become sexually intimate with someone, you're pulling their negative energy. Whether you want to believe it or not, or whether you think it's just coming out of space, I really don't care. It's the truth. When you have sex with someone, you're pulling their energy. So why would you put yourself in a position with someone you really don't know, you don't know anything about? I know women, you know, we're sometimes horny, or if we haven't been in a relationship in a long time, then all of a sudden this guy's giving you some attention, and you're like, oh. But we have to hold on to those cookies, because that man loves to chase. And the quicker you give the man the cookies, the less he's going to call you, because he's already conquered. He already conquered. Yeah. And women have to understand. Yeah, they have to understand how men think. They're conquerors. They're, you know, it's a quest for them. They just want to know, well, this woman looks good, or I could get this woman where I want her. And we have to, like I said, take our power back and realize that there's many fish in the sea. Just because you're attracted to this one guy and he thinks he's all that and he's giving you a hard time, don't, you know, let him do the calling. Let him do the, you know, setting up the times to meet with you. Let him set up the dates. Let him choose the place. Let the man do the chasing. You know, I think sometimes women, you know, they put themselves in positions where they're like, oh, you know, I'm digging this guy. Let me just go up to him and talk to him. Men don't like that. They like to feel like they have, you know, that they can conquer that quest. So let the man be the man and let him, you know, do the chasing. You know, don't call him off the hook. You meet a good-looking guy, he's handsome, yeah, he looks good, you have good conversation. Let him initiate the calling. Don't call him, text him, trying to find out where he is, what he's doing. Stop it. The women got to stop doing that. That's not going to make you attract the right guy.
Oh, another question somebody wanted to ask. Should women hold anything back from men until they know them better?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that sometimes women volunteer too much information too soon. I'm not saying not to be honest and to lie. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is volunteering information. If you don't know this guy, how do you know you're going to end up in a relationship with this guy? It may not work out. So why put yourself out there in the beginning if this is not even something that's worth your time? Don't do it to yourself. You know, wait till you see how the relationship is progressing. Find more about this guy, where he's coming from, what he's looking for, because maybe this guy's not even interested in settling down with the woman. So why put all your eggs on the table and he's not even interested, you know, to settle down or to be serious? So I definitely don't think women should put all their cards on the table. I think they should be very, what's the word I want to use? Just be very, there's a word I'm thinking, I just can't think of it right now. But just be, watch what you do and be very sensitive to how he responds to you. Because if a man says to you when he meets you, I'm not looking for a serious relationship, don't think just because you had sex with this man that that's going to change his mind. We need to tune our ears into what the men are saying when they're having conversations with us, and we need to be able to pick out certain things. And I think some women, they choose not to accept what the man is saying to them. So, yeah, you need to see where he's coming from. Don't put your eggs in one basket. Figure out date to find out what it is that you don't want in a guy, and, you know, allow the right man to come into your life. You know, it's not about looking. It's about attracting. It's always about attracting and everything in life.
It is. And that sexual attraction can be very powerful. The lust, which is a very deadly sin, it can be so powerful. But we have to sometimes just rebuke that. I know it's hard, but we have to cover it up.
We have to. Because what happens is when people become intimate, their vision is clouded. You no longer know what's right or wrong. That's why we see every day married couples cheating or people in relationships cheating on the other person. Because once you become sexually intertwined with the person, your emotions are clouded. And that's why I say it's so important for women not to get, because now your judgment is not right, because you're thinking about the sexual part of the relationship and everything is more focused and channeled into that area. You're not able to see the red flags. You're not able to see all the things that's not right about this person. You're not able to see all the bad decisions you're making, because now all your focus, you're channeling all your feelings into the sex. And you can't have a healthy and balanced relationship like that, because you're not thinking things through clearly. So it's important not to just jump in with that and then think, okay, this is the man's going to do what I want him to do. You know, men are not just going to do what you want them to do just because you have sex with them. You know, they're just not.
Exactly. One thing that, you know, that a man could probably have control over you, this is for everyone, ladies and men, that if a man gives a woman oral sex, then he really kind of feels like he has that control over you.
I think it goes both ways. A woman probably feels the same way about a man. I mean, I think it's for both, you know, and it's with anybody. If they're experiencing something sexually, somebody that they never experienced, and they're getting heightened excitement from it, of course they're going to feel like, oh, I got authority over this person, or I got control of this person, or I can have this person where I want them. But it's up to the individual to say, even if they choose to have oral sex or anything that they enjoy, that I'm not going to just allow this to make me make decisions. Just like in a situation with a woman that knows a guy's married and she's having sex with him, and she thinks, okay, because I'm giving him oral sex, that's going to make him leave his wife. It's just not going to happen. You know, women especially, because how many other women are doing that to him? Or is there other women involved? I mean, so, you know, that's where women have to start pulling back and not giving so much. You know, I could see if you're married or if you're in a serious relationship and you both want to explore. But, I mean, if it's somebody you just started seeing, I wouldn't even recommend giving oral sex. I would just say, if that's something you want him to do to you and you feel like you're comfortable with that, but I wouldn't recommend getting that deep and getting that far, because now you're in a position where you can't even make clear decisions anymore. So you want to refrain from anything that's going to cloud your judgment, and that's definitely one of them.
Exactly. Now, is this book beneficial for the man too?
Absolutely. And it's so funny because when I do book signings, I invite men and women. Why? Because I want the women to hear what the men are saying, and not just hear, but listen. Because it's one thing to hear something, it's one thing to listen to what they're saying, but really pay attention to what the men are saying and reading between the lines. And I think men can benefit from this book as well, because like I mentioned before, when I put this book together, I interviewed men and I interviewed women. So it's both perspectives on what the women are looking for relationships and what the men are looking for. And to be honest with you, there's a chapter in there called What Men Really Want. You know, men want the same thing women want. They just don't say it. You know, a man wants his ego stroked. He wants to feel appreciated. He wants you to tell him he looks good. He wants to feel that he's needed in some kind of way. You know, a lot of times women that are very independent or very self-reliant or self-sufficient, they make the man feel like, I don't need you. You know, and when a man feels like he's not needed, or, you know, he feels like he's not appreciated, then that makes him feel like less of a man. So, you know, I think that women need to be sensitive to all those things. And even when they're dating or they're getting serious, let the man be the man in the relationship. It's okay to be powerful and, you know, be this independent woman. But you also got to understand how to let the man play his role in the relationship.
Exactly. And I had another guy on my show named Elliot Katz, and that's what he was saying. He has a book out, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. Because woman has to lead a little bit, and the man has to lead too. It has to be an equal, fair share in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
What actually draws you to write this book, Georgia? Because I just love the cover. It reminds me of Envy a little bit when I look at it.
Oh, really? Well, you know, my personal experience, because I'm an independent woman, I'm successful, and I had a hard time finding the right man. I was like, where are the men? And I had to figure out what the problem was, because I wanted to be in a relationship, but all the guys that I was meeting were all the wrong men. So even just from my own personal experience and what I did different and what I allowed to happen – you know, was really soul-searching, finding myself first and allowing him to come into my life and not look for him, meaning, like, not, you know, running out there saying, okay, I'm going to go here because I'm going to look from here. I didn't have to look for him. He came to me. So that's the point that I'm trying to put across in this book, is that, you know, you don't have to search for that man. You can attract him. You can let him come to you, but you have to put that energy out there into the universe, because if you don't put that energy out there into the universe, you're going to keep attracting the wrong guys. So even when I speak about affirmations and things that you speak and things that you say, I always tell people, be careful what you say, because you never know. It might just happen. Be careful what you ask for. It might just happen. So watching what we say and what we verbalize to each other, like, there are no good men out there. You know, every time you say that, that's what the energy you're pulling. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, all men cheat, or men are no good, or I don't want a man. You know, even if you're just saying it casually, you're not even aware of what you're attracting to yourself just by saying that. So
exactly.
Watching what we say and what we speak.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You're putting up your own barrier when you bring negativity into your mind.
Absolutely.
So the subtitle, No More Selling. Now, what is that? Why was this chosen for a subtitle?
Because, come to me, friends, family members, and, you know, they're talking to me about their relationships, and I'm saying, you need to set a standard. Like, I get so frustrated sometimes because I'm like, when I see, like, beautiful, educated, hardworking women, got their stuff together, got a job, got their place, taking care of their kids, got their business in order, you know, and they still settling for this Joe Snow. Like, why are you putting yourself in this position where you got so much going for yourself? You don't have to settle for that. You don't have to be with that person. So, you know, it's like just being frustrated with seeing other people's relationships and the heartaches that they're going through because, like I said, they're tied emotionally and they can't see clearly, so they're thinking that this is the right guy, and he may not treat them right.
Yeah.
So that's really how the book was birthed. Yeah.
Exactly, and it's the sex, and that's what they have to let go. Ladies,
mm-hmm.
let go of the penis. I'm sorry to say it like this, but let go of the penis, because we got to get out of that mindset. You cannot get stuck to that. My God, he's sitting up in your house, not doing nothing, not paying no bills.
Mm-hmm.
Bump that. You got you and Mr. Thing down there can kick rocks. Boop.
Mm-hmm.
Get on out.
That's it.
And that's the main thing. They get caught up on that. One little thing. I'm strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then that goes back to the settling. Why do women settle?
Exactly.
I think a lot of women settle because earlier when we were talking, I talked about finding yourself. So if you haven't found yourself and you're not, and you have other issues going on where you don't feel that, you know, you're not, you know, you have, like, negative thoughts and you're thinking all these things, and you're allowing this man to constantly take advantage of you, and you don't have positive, you know, enforcement, and you have low self-esteem, and if you don't deal with these things, then you're going to continue to be in relationships like that. So it starts with the individual. To get themselves out of it, they have to learn to love themselves. You can't, I always tell people, you can't love somebody else if you don't know how to love yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to love yourself to the point where you say, I love this person enough to let them go. I don't care how much I love this person, but I love them enough to let them go, especially if the man is showing you that he, you know, doesn't value or respect your relationship. It's so funny because, I mean, I wrote an article a few weeks ago when that whole thing came out with Dwayne Wade, you know, the basketball player, and
mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
I wrote an article
about
it because you remember what happened, right? They said, like, he engaged her, but they found out that he had a baby. So in my mind,
yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with this picture? Okay, now he's going to engage her, but that means that they were together all this time. They took a break, and in that break, he had another kid. So if a man's telling you he wants a break, that's basically him saying, I want a green light to go screw somebody else because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel guilty that we're not together. I don't want to feel guilty, so I don't want to say we're together. I just want to say we're taking a break. So,
okay.
You know, that whole thing, I'm like, I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody, but when a man says, I want to take a break, he just wants permission to go out and do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, do somebody else. Exactly. That's all he basically saying. And trying to beat around the bush, I want to take a break, whatever. if you can't take a break, you might as well just go and take a long one. I'm not waiting long. I'll take a break.
Exactly. So,
George, you're so right. When we got to pick up on these clues, man, they be throwing clues at us. And we be so, sometimes we be so slow and blocked up in the head, we don't see this. Because I promise my husband's stepdaughter, I don't know what it is, because my husband is older than me, but his stepdaughter seems to have a serious problem with this, her baby's father. Like, why don't you let him go? He's throwing the red flags at you. He's right there with his mom. He don't like to keep a job. He talks to you any kind of way, and you still, one minute. And then when you tell her, she would get mad, get offensive. Well, he's got a job and all that. And then when something go down, oh, I had to put him out. Man, I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear it. Pick rocks. You and him go put on some open-toed shoes and kick your feet across the rock. Because both, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
How long do you have to wait to get some wisdom? And I guess you have to be, it takes you forever sometimes to get wisdom. Because I believe that she's going to be one of those kind. Probably in her 60s before she ever get wisdom, because it doesn't make any sense. And then I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your problem. Don't come talking about your problem to me after I gave you advice, and then you want to talk about it again. No, it's a done deal.
It's like a broken record. You know, you complain, you say you don't want this, you break up, but then you're right back within the next week. And then the thing is, you know, as an outsider, you can't control what people do. You know, you can give them advice, but they're going to do what they want to do. So the best thing to do is, like, don't even talk to me about this. Until you make a decision, until you change something, let's not have this conversation, because it's just wasted energy on your part that you're giving out away your energy to a person that's not really paying attention or listening to it. So, I mean, what I would do is I would just say, When that topic comes up, I say, let's talk about something else, because I'm not giving you none of my energy right now. I'm not giving you no energy right now. Until you do something different, until you change something, and, you know, that there's a saying, nothing happens until something changes. So if you're not doing nothing different, then you're not going to see nothing different. It's going to be the revolving cycle over and over again. And who has time to put to even – anytime you give somebody advice or you're sharing with them, you're giving them a piece of your energy. That's what you're doing. So you got to just say, you know what, let's change the subject. That's it. Just cut it short. Change the subject. Not going there no more. Don't want to talk about it. Change the subject. Until you're ready to make a decision, change the subject. Exactly.
She'll end up telling my husband, but I still feel like you're telling me, too, because he'll end up telling me, and I'll be like, I don't want to hear it. I feel like Whoopi Goldberg in Color Purple. Until you do right by me, everything that you do is okay. Maybe she can listen to this show right now. That's who needs to be listening.
Well, you gotta replay it back for her. You gotta replay the show for her so she can hear this interview.
Georgia, what are some of the do's and the don'ts to attract a man? Well, we already
We got a lot of do's and don'ts to attract the right man. Okay, so let's go through some of the do's. Do keep a positive attitude and outlook about relationships. Do have confidence in yourself. Do continue to be responsible and independent. One of the other do's is to smile and be approachable. Do pay attention to everything that comes out of his mouth. You got to pay attention, ladies. You got to listen to what he's saying, because all the red flags are there. All the things are there. Do look into his eyes when you're speaking to him, because men tend to, you can kind of tell from a man's body language if he's lying or if he's telling a truth. So paying attention to his body language. Do learn to be his friend first and enjoy his company. I always say ladies have to learn to have the friendship first before they get into the relationship, because I always say there's a lot of people out there that's married to somebody else's soulmate. You know, when they got together, they started becoming intimate, started having sex, started having kids, started doing all these things, and then realized 10, 15, 20 years down the line that they had nothing in common. So, you know, you don't want to be one of those. So definitely learn to be friends first. And some of the don'ts that I talk about is, we were talking about this earlier, don't tell him how you feel about him too soon. You know, let things take time. Don't share your feelings too soon. Just give up, you know, give it time to develop. Exactly. Don't give up the cookies too fast. That's another do. Don't give up the cookies too fast. Don't compare the new guy with the old guy. I think a lot of times in relationships, we tend to backpedal and backtrack and say, well, this guy, he did this for me, or he was like this, or he was like that. You know, you ever heard that Jill Scott song where she talks about, you know, he tried to put the cologne on, but it doesn't smell good on you like it did on him. So we gotta like, definitely don't compare the old guy to the new guy. Don't allow yourself to be available for booty calls. You gotta not be available for the booty calls, ladies, because he's just gonna keep using you for that booty call. Don't prejudge every guy you meet based on his looks. So don't prejudge a guy based on his physical appearance. Don't whine or complain to him, because men, they really are unattracted to women that whine and complain. So don't whine and complain to him. Don't be clingy or appear to be jealous, because when a man sees that you're clingy and that you're always asking him where he's going, what he's doing, you need to have him text you every 5 minutes. You don't want to appear to be clingy. Don't chase a man. Let the man do the chasing, ladies. And don't allow a man to have control over your decisions. Learn to be comfortable in your own skin. Be who you are. It's okay to want to find a man and attract a man, but you need to be individual as well as be a couple in that relationship. So you have to have your own identity, even though you're in this relationship. And don't settle for less than the best. You know, go for what you want, not what you think you can get, ladies. And those are some of the do's and don'ts.
Okay. So, Georgia, where do you meet the right man?
What did you say? I'm sorry. You said,
where do you meet the right man at?
Oh, where do you meet the right man? Okay. Well, I always talk about in the book, like, go to places, because I think women need to stop thinking they're going to meet their Mr. Right in a club. You got to change your environment. You got to switch it up a little bit. Do something different. Go places, the things that you enjoy doing. If you like to read, go to the bookstore. Just go casually. Enjoy your time at the bookstore. It's all about putting that energy out there, ladies. If you're feeling good about yourself and you're feeling like, you know, you're ready to attract the right man, you have to be there mentally also, because if you're not ready to meet the right guy, he's not going to come. You have to mentally be ready and be open to attracting that kind of energy to your life. And changing the places that you're going, you know, it could be going for a walk in the park. You know, you can meet this guy anywhere. It doesn't have to be the places that you normally go to. You know, you can just start to open your horizons. If you say you want a certain type of guy, then you need to go to different places. You know, if you want a guy that works and has a job and, you know, is established, you're not going to meet him in certain places. So you got to change your environment. Change your environment to the kind of places that you think you can meet this kind of guy. And not only that, but places that you enjoy going to. So just be happy with yourself and be confident and feel good, because when you have that feel good feeling, that's when men are going to be attracted to you. Men are attracted to women that have that happy energy, that feel good energy, because what it does, it sparks something in them. So they don't want a woman that has a bad attitude, that's very negative, that has, you know, so changing the things that you're doing and changing the environment and not just thinking you're going to meet this guy at a club. Because most guys that go to clubs, I can be honest with you, most of them are looking for one-night stands. I'm not saying they're not looking to have a good time, but they're not really looking for somebody that they want to settle down with. They're looking to have a good time. You know, you can't think that you're going to meet somebody in the right state of mind if you're drinking. When you have alcohol, your judgment is clouded. So you don't want to be in a position where, you know, you're just not sober, and, you know, you're meeting somebody and you both are drinking, and then, you know, you ever heard the story, like, you go out at a club and you meet somebody and he looks so good that night, and then you guys plan to meet up, and when you see him during the day, it's like a different person. You're like, you look so different. So you don't want to ever, you know, try to find those guys in those places, because you want to be able to see them in the daylight. you know?
You're right. You wake up and you looking like Coyote Ugly early in the morning.
I thought I lost you there for a second. I was like, I heard a pause. But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But how do you know that you actually met the right man? Because some can probably portray and put on the act. And years later down the road, you getting beat up, wondering why I got this black eye. I don't understand. He was talking good. All of a sudden, I feel sick.
Well, I think when you know you're attracted to the right man, things kind of fall into place. You're not chasing. You're not racing. Things take time. This person's your friend. You know, if you can be best friends with the man you're with, I think that's the best kind of relationship. That's kind of how you know when you're attracted to the right man, because you like to do, you know, men connect with women. If you can connect with a man emotionally, you'll never have to ask him for anything, because when a man connects with you emotionally, it's not just about sex. So if you're best friends with a person and you guys enjoy each other's company and you actually you look forward to spending time with this person, you guys like have a lot in common, you like to do a lot of the same things, you have a lot of the same, you know, same values, and if you can share that, that's how you know you met the right guy. Because a lot of times, you know, if you're with a guy, he doesn't like to travel, you don't like to travel, he doesn't like to travel, but you do, that's not the right guy. You know, the right guy is the one that you both share a lot of things in common. You both have a lot of the same things that you like to do. So that's kind of one of the things that can stand out to you when you say, okay, this is my Mr. Right, because we actually love to do a lot of the same things. So that's one of the things. And I just want to share before we close, because I know we're going to be going off in the next 2 or 3 minutes, where people can find out about the book at www.georgiawoodbine.net. The book is also going to be available at Barnes & Noble and other places, but they can definitely go to the website to get more information about the book.
Thank you so much, George. I wanted to ask the question, though. Some get to the age of being 40 or 50, and they just get tired of just waiting. Should they just start, and they get desperate, is that the point where you should just start selling, or should you just keep your guard up and your standards the way they need to be?
I don't think you should ever settle. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how many kids you have. I don't care what the situation is. No one should ever settle for less. I think that you need to set a standard for what you want, and women have to put it out there how they want to be treated by the man. Let him know, because if you let a man get away with something the first time, trust me, it's not going to be the first time. It's going to be the second time and the third time. You know, you have to set the tone of the relationship early. Put your foot down. Let this man know what you will and will not tolerate. Let him know what you're looking for early. You know, you're meeting these guys, you're going on dates. Tell him, let him know you don't want to play, you know, you're not in this to play games or waste time. You know, you want to find somebody that could be, you know, that you could spend time with, that you can have that companionship with. So I think women need to set the standards in the relationship and let the man know, and don't let him think that you're that woman that's going to tolerate foolishness, you know. So if he knows that you're not that way, he's not going to continue to be that way. He's going to see that, oh, I can't get over with this woman. Because I think people in general, it doesn't even matter whether it's in relationships or anything else, they're going to push it as far as they can go. If they see they can get away with something, they're going to try it again. So women have to put their foot down and set the tone and not settle and love themselves. You know, that's so important. Love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you realize that you deserve to be treated like a queen. You deserve for that man to treat you the way you should be treated. You deserve to be, you know, the things he says to you. He's supposed to say things to make you feel good about yourself, not things to make you feel less about yourself. These are all things that women need to really focus on when they're getting into a relationship. You want a man that's going to compliment you, not that's going to degrade you or make you feel less of a person.
Exactly. Well, Georgia, I really appreciate this interview with you, and I hope women and men take heed on both sides. Everyone grab the book. You can find it at Amazon. Georgia gave you the website, so please take heed to it. Find the right person, and first and foremost, but take part with God. He'll find that right person for you. But thank you again, Georgia.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you and your family have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, tomorrow we will have Joan Canton. He's the King.com, and he will be talking about structuring with 3D, how to make your own building blocks to things that you don't have to spend your money on. So we will find out more about him. But before I leave, I wanted to play this song by Junie. He is an American soul R&B artist and musician. So I hope you really enjoy this. It's called For You.
Essence of the song I sing. I do crazy things to show you what you mean to me. I could have the world, but it could all fade away. I tell you this.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.